This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
Good morning, H-Town. Time to go to work.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We are on the cusp of week 4 of the NFL season. We got Thursday night football tonight, Seth. Game with a little juice, little animus between Tyreek Hill and the entire Bengals secondary. So that's good. That's fun.
And it's everybody's darling Miami Dolphins of this year versus everybody's darling of, like, 3 months ago, the Cincinnati Bengals, and this should be fun. Tua Tagovailoa, is it? What's the injury status?
He's gonna play. It sounds like I just saw a tweet with that. Tom Pelissero just tweeted a few minutes ago that Tua listed as questionable with back and ankle issues. No mention of his scrambled brain. He's expected to play tonight against the Bengals.
They've got to list that back because that's the whole reason. I personally, for those of you who took the weekend off, there was a play in the Bills game this weekend where Tua Tagovailoa got hit pretty hard, got up wobbly, and everybody assumed he wasn't going to come back in the game after the halftime because it looked like a head injury. He trots on out, does what he does, which is win football games. People were skeptical of the concussion protocol, and the story was, according to NFL insiders, is that it was actually his back. That's why he was wobbling.
Right.
In a way that nobody who's ever had a back injury wobbles from. The back is typically a very stiff posture. And you know what, Sean? The last thing you do when you have any kind of a back issue is wobble. Like, you seize up.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of wobbling. You try to remain immobile, don't even try. You just remain immobile. But he was wobbly, like every head injury you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, the concussion protocol is pretty strict, or at least it has been in the past, and they recheck these guys. That's why sometimes a guy will come back in the game and then later be taken out. It's because he doesn't show symptoms at first, but then like 10 minutes later, symptoms present. So I trust the man on this one. I'm going to be a good citizen and listen to the man and let him tell me what to do.
Is it an independent expert that's doing this judgment of where he's at with his brain when he gets hit like that? Or is it a Dolphins expert?
He's independent enough.
I can't imagine that the team that tampered with Tom Brady and tampered with Sean Payton and may or may not have incentivize their coach to tank football games. I can't imagine that team would skirt the concussion protocol rules.
A team based in the region that was basically the haven for anybody seeking male anti-aging hormones as a baseball player.
Why
back in the day?
On
go down to South Florida and get some anti-aging hormones.
The nerve of some of us to question that team. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Sean, they are launching an investigation. They've got a board of independent and NFL-affiliated physicians and scientists, I'll mind you, that are investigating this.
You know what would be funny is if you weren't reading that. That would be really funny to me. Like, if you just knew that off the top of your head. Well, guess what, Sean? They've got a band of independent blah, blah, blah. Okay.
It is. Now, this is one thing that I have learned that I don't think has changed based on my own observations. The people observing the game that are supposed to pull a player out if it looks like he's got some kind of concussion, that's a haphazard affair.
Yes.
There is not necessarily any medical training whatsoever for some of those I'll call them bros. I know at least one of the bros I've talked to about that wouldn't object to being called a bro, because he was kind of like, dude, it's crazy. I don't know how they think I'm qualified for this.
This is one of the biggest initiatives in the league.
It's like, dude, it's nuts. I was like,
So how do you tell when a player is concussed? Oh, I don't know, bro. You tell me.
It looks like you got up fine. Looked fine to me. He didn't look like a corpse. We're good.
Did you hear Davis Mills yesterday? Can I get to something off the top of the show here that's been just irking me for the last 18 hours or so?
Yes, you were irked, yeah.
I was irked yesterday. And I'm starting, these Davis Mills press conferences are starting to give me flashbacks to my days as a sales manager, when I had salespeople reporting to me that were telling me how great the world was when they were 18% of quota. let's play the audio. This was Davis Mills. Yes, first question right off the top at his press conference. So how are things?
I think we're in a good spot. Definitely progressed each game. I thought this past weekend in Chicago was probably the cleanest games we've played so far. So we're excited to keep improving on that. Obviously, we got to protect the football a little better. Can't be giving it away in critical situations. But other than that, I mean, just got to keep progressing forward and trending upwards. Yep.
Okay.
Cleanest games so far?
Yeah, the cleanest games. Seth, here's where I'm at with this, and I want to get your take on it, but this is why I'm having flashbacks. Dude, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're in a good spot. Have you looked at the statistics? Have you looked at Football Outsiders ever? Have you looked? You don't even go to an advanced website. Go to any website that gives you very rudimentary statistics. Bro, you were 3-for-12 on third down in that game. Yeah, that's an improvement because you were 2-for-13 the previous game. You threw two picks. You're one of your cleanest games. You threw an interception that handed the game to them at the end of the game. What the hell are you talking? You were 0-for-4 on third and one. Third and one, you were 0-for-4. What are you talking about? You're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. Seth, let me just tell you why I'm having flashbacks, and then I'll get your take on this. This is why I'm having flashbacks. I've seen this movie before, and these people all get fired. I was a sales manager in a previous life. I bring it up sometimes, and I listen to this, and this is, you know who this is? And if you're in sales driving around right now, if you're going into work, you know who I'm talking about. This is sales guy. This is I got a lot of meetings guy. Oh, yeah. So how are things? How's your pipeline looking? What kind of deals? What's the pipeline? How much revenue you got out there that you're going to bring in this month? Well, I've had a lot of meetings. Oh, really? Okay. Have the meetings resulted in you proposing any business to any of these people? We're in a good spot right now. If things are progressing in the right direction, why are they progressing in the right direction? Have you seen these business cards that I picked up at these meetings? Davis Mills is, I got a lot of meetings, sales guy. And he's got nothing in the pipeline. That's who he is. He's the worst kind of sales guy. The one that stinks and is delusional, thinking things are going in the right direction. They're not going in the right direction. They're not. That's who he is, Seth. That's my flashback.
I was trying to think of if he's saying it was one of the cleanest games they've had, I wonder if he meant just as a team, as a group, the interceptions, you know, he can put on himself, or he can excuse the one with the tipped ball if you want to buy that. And obviously the tipped ball matters. What I'm saying there is that he didn't necessarily – you don't always have to throw the ball to Rex Burkhead. This is it's one of the Ten Commandments of football. It
Thou
should be like number
not.
Three or four. Yeah, you don't always have to throw the ball to Rex Burkhead.
Yeah.
So there's that. But also, I guess, let's see. I mean, in terms of team success, did they move the ball well? 237 yards passing, 92 yards rushing. I suppose it was cleaner in some respects than the previous games. They're still not scoring points, which I'd like to think of as a big and important thing.
Yeah,
the 285 yards rushing, if you were to talk about the defense, I think is one of the dirtiest things I've ever seen. I felt like I was watching German porn. It was kind of bad, man. Kind of bad. Like in a way where you're like, I don't see how I could ever get into this. I don't. This is not. Do people enjoy this? What the hell? So, no, I object. I object to that it was the cleanest game they've played.
It might have been the cleanest game. The problem is that the basis for comparison is the Texans. Like, yeah, your cleanest game. It's maybe your cleanest game, but that it, but it's also, I don't know if you know this, Davis, there's 31 other teams in the league, and many of them play offense at a very high level. Just because your D-minus game was better than your D-minus-minus games that you played this season doesn't mean it's good. You're not in a good spot, man. And I'm not asking Davis to come in and trash everybody. I'm really not. But read the room, man. Like, know what to say. Come in with something better than that. You would listen to Davis Mills. If you'd been in carbon freeze since the start of the football season and they just unfroze you and said, don't look at the Texans' record, don't look at the previous game. I just want you to listen to the answer. Play it one more time, Ben. I know we're over, but play it one more time. Just listen to the answer to this question. What would you think if you didn't know anything about where the Texans were at?
I think we're in a good spot. Definitely progressed each game. I thought this past weekend in Chicago was probably the cleanest games we've played so far. So we're excited to keep improving on that. Obviously, we got to protect the football a little better. Can't be giving it away in critical situations. But other than that, I mean, just got to keep progressing forward, trending upwards.
Yep. Other than the bullet. Mrs. Lincoln, like, how was the play? Did she have a good time?
hey, Sean.
Yeah.
On the defensive side of the ball,
right?
This clean playing football team.
Yeah.
They are allowing 202 yards rushing per
so
game.
Yeah.
Hey, it's early in the season, right? It's not going to stay that high. I mean, last year the worst rush defense in the league was the Steelers of all people at 146 yards. Texans were second worst at 142. So right now they're letting up 202. It's bound to get better. This can't be a long multi-year affair for the Texans. It couldn't possibly be that in 2020 the Texans were allowing 160 yards rushing per game as the worst rush defense in the league.
Yeah.
This has been a 3-year affair of getting their asses handed to them in like the most embarrassing of fashions. It's offense, it's defense. Yes, this is not the respectable effort that I was hoping for so far this season.
Dude, head coach and quarterback are, I got a lot of meetings, guy. That's what they are. And Lovey coming in with the, let's look at the positive. Oh, really? Okay, let's. All right, so we'll revisit this. But I heard that yesterday, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Sean, real quick, when you do talk to those guys about the process, sales guys, or salespeople, excuse me. Of course, you were back in the 90s when I'm sure you were a misogynist bastard boss.
Scotch at the desk, cigar in the meetings, absolutely.
What's the most common issue with salespeople? Like, what's the biggest thing holding them back?
They ask the wrong questions. They don't qualify accounts. They work on deals that they think are good deals and they're bad deals. And that's a waste
really?
Of time. Yes, yes.
Well, which goes back to the old not listening thing. Right?
Yeah, 100%. They ask the wrong questions. They're dealing with, they work a deal for weeks and months, and it turns out they're not even working with the right person who's really the guy making the decision, that kind of thing. 100%.
Those people need to be fired.
And they got fired. Yes.
You hear me? You on your way to work today?
Qualify your accounts.
Be sure you're actually listening. Don't assume you know what the client wants. I once sat with a salesperson who's no longer with our company, Sean. For 10 minutes, the client was telling them, like, no, we don't want that. And the salesperson kept telling the client how they could give them that.
Yes.
And the client was like, you've witnessed it.
Yeah.
That's not what I want. And the salesperson was like, so it would be awesome for you if you did want it. And here's why. I'm like, we have other things we can offer them.
Right. You know, you've witnessed it then. All right. Yeah. Hey, if you're looking for an edge picking games this weekend, BetQL Network. Live odds, projections, best bets. If you're an amateur bettor like Seth C. Payne, or you're trying to be one of the sharps like Seth C. Payne, BetQL is going to help you bet smarter, not harder. It's on the Odyssey app. That's where you can find it. Michael Brantley, he surfaced yesterday. Do we want Uncle Mike back in 2023? We'll let you hear from Uncle Mike if he wants to be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.